If anybody sleeps, I will just ask you a question when I see you dozing. I'm sure it will keep you awake. We'll take a photo. Okay. Amen. Right, I'm going to talk about great faith and small faith. What is great faith? What is small faith? I'm also going to teach you in the session that you can have a faith that when you say to the mountain, be removed, that it will happen every time. You know, so many times we think that faith is to try and concentrate very hard on God. Faith is not concentrating on God. Faith is a persuasion in your heart. You know, if you walk in the street, you want a cell phone. You want to buy a cell phone. But you don't have money right now. Now somebody comes in the street to you, say, "Hi, my friend, how are you?" He says, "Don't you want to buy the cell phone?" You are thinking, "Ah, you know these people. They are wasting my time." And then they want a big price for that thing. The first question you ask is, "How much?" Just so that he can say the price, so that you can say no, so that you can go on with your work. So he says, "Before we talk price, I just want to show you something this phone can do." He says, "You see this phone, when you press there, it's got FM radio in it." You're thinking, "Ah, it's going to be expensive." You see, then he says, "But wait, you see there, if you press there, it's got internet. And if you press there, it's got a very good camera inside." And then he tells you, "You know, with this camera, you can take pictures of your wife and your children. And as you are walking, you can see them and you can feel close to your family." After 20 minutes, you are saying, "I don't care what the phone cost, I must have it." Amen. And that is faith. You got persuaded of that phone because you were hearing the good things of the phone. You see, if I tell you, "You know, this phone only lasts 6 months, you'll never buy it." We are people that has that easily believes in good things. If something's good, then we can believe in it. So when we come with a message of condemnation to our congregation, they cannot believe in God. They are believing in the fear you are giving them. So what is great faith? In Mark 11, Jesus came and he saw a fig tree. It had leaves but no fruit. So he wanted to go and get some fruit. But there was no fruit on it. Then Jesus cursed the tree. And then they walked on. They came to the temple. At the temple, the people were selling doves and goats and sheep in the temple. And then Jesus got very angry. He took a whip and he chased all the people and all the animals out of the temple. Now, if you do that, they can kill you. You cannot do that. Imagine I go to the mosque in Mecca. I go there with a whoop. And I start to beat those Muslims there. I'll be in trouble. Now Jesus was going to the temple. He took a whoop. And he beat them. Chased them out. And he said, "My house, this house must be a house of prayer." Why did he chase them out? Because the people came with their lamb. And then the priest looks at the lamb. And it's a good lamb. The priest says, "No. This is not a good lamb. You can go over there and buy another lamb." But that is also his business. He's selling lambs there. So now he's making money with corruption. And now people go away feeling guilty from the house of God because they did not have a lamb. So God did not want people to be guilty. It was not a place of buying and selling, but a place of communion with God. And the Bible says after Jesus chased everybody out, for a long time he was there, he did not allow anybody to walk there. That night he did not sleep in Jerusalem. He went outside of Jerusalem, he slept there. Do you know why? Because they'll kill him there in Jerusalem. They will want to kill him. You cannot beat people in the temple and think you are going to sleep safe. So he was sleeping outside. So Jerusalem, the temple was built on the Temple Mountain, eh? So that night they went, that day they went out of the city through the wall, sleeping under a bush. The next morning they woke up and they walked and they saw the fig tree. And the disciples said, "Jesus, how did you get right that this tree withers so quickly? Just one word and it's dead." Jesus said, "If you have the faith of God, you will not do what has been done to this tree only, but you'll say to this mountain." Which mountain? Now remember, he was just now in Jerusalem, at the temple, which was built on that mountain. Now he's standing at the base of the mountain. Here's the fig tree. He says, "You'll say to this mountain." Which one? The one where the temple is built. You know, on the Mount Sinai was where the law was given. Amen. That temple there spoke of the law of Moses. The place where people were stoned. The place where people were condemned. Amen. Then he said, if you have the faith of God, if you believe what God believes, you will not only do what has been done to this tree, but you'll say to this mountain with the temple on top of it, be cast in the sea, and it shall obey you." Now, why was Jesus angry with the fig tree? What did the fig tree do? You remember the book of Genesis? The people came, Adam and Eve. They said, we will not be clothed with the glory of God, which is for free. We will clothe ourselves with the leaves of the fig tree. Jesus remembered that fig tree. That fig tree was speaking of man's ability to cover himself. And then Jesus said to man's work to cover his own nakedness, be cursed forevermore. And no one will ever eat of your fruit. What Jesus was saying, I have come to end this whole thing of man that must clothe himself. You don't clothe yourself, God clothes you with His holiness. That was just a small thing. But then Jesus said, you'll say to this whole mountain with a law on top of it, be cast in the sea. Why does he say in the sea? Because the prophet Micah said, he will bury my sins in the depth of the sea. Right. Hallelujah. So what is our faith for? Our faith is to uproot the law system in our life. And to cast it out. Now let me explain to you how. You know, so many times I think, you know, we try to believe for something, you know. We believe for a car, we believe for a house, and all those things. You will see in the Bible the word belief and the word for does not go together. You don't believe for something, you believe in someone. I don't believe for a car. I don't believe for health. I don't believe for money. I believe in a God that loves me. That's more than enough. I rest. The word believe means to rest your mind. I rest my mind in the love of God. And as I rest my mind in the love of God, all the condemnation of the law is taken out from me. Let me explain to you great faith. There was a woman. She was a Greek woman. She came to Jesus. She said to Jesus, Jesus, please heal my daughter. She's got a demon. Jesus said nothing. Nothing. It's like you praying, oh Jesus, help me. You don't hear him answer. Nothing. Again, Jesus. He doesn't answer. After a while, the disciples think, let's help Jesus. We chase this woman away. Obviously, he does not want to speak to her. I think Jesus was just looking into heaven at his father to see what his father would do. Because he's not allowed to speak to her, she's a Gentile. So Jesus said to her, it's not right to take the food of the children and give it to you that is a dog. You said you're a dog. He did. Did he say that? Yeah, you're a dog.
I
cannot give you food, you're a dog. Because the Gentile, the Jews called the Gentiles dogs. You know what she says? She says, "You are right, Lord. I don't disagree. I am a dog. But I believe that the dogs eat the food that falls from the master's table." So what was she saying? She was saying, "I know I don't qualify according to the law of Moses. But I believe that you can provide for people that don't qualify according to the law." Jesus said, "Great is your faith." So she was standing there. There was a mountain of a problem. The problem was her sin. She had a mountain of a problem. Even if she lived holy, she could not qualify. She was not a Jew, but she spoke to her mountain and said that Jesus can provide for me, doesn't matter my sin or my disqualification. And Jesus said, "Great is your faith. If you can even raise the dead believing, you must first do 20 things to get the power from God. You've got very small faith." Great faith is not how hard you believe, but what you believe. The Pharisee in Matthew 18, what did he believe? He went to the temple believing in a God that will bless those that pray, fast, and tithe. And then the sinner went to the temple. What did he believe? He believed in a God that can be good to a sinner. Before God, the sinner, he had great faith. The Pharisee had no faith. The Pharisee believed in what he's done. The sinner believed in who God is. Just think of this. This will be a very good explanation of the law and grace. The Pharisee tithed on everything. The sinner was a tax collector. He did not tithe, he stole. He was not a giver, but a thief. The giver believes God's going to bless him because of what he's done. The thief believes that God will bless him because God is good. When they left the temple, the Bible says that the thief was justified rather than the man that did everything right. What is the mountain in the life of the church? Works righteousness. That is the mountain in the life of every person. The centurion came to Jesus. Says, Jesus, I've got a servant that is sick at home. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He says, Jesus, I use my own words now. I'm a Roman. You are a Jew. I'm not worthy that you can come to my house. The law says you cannot come. But even if the law says it, even if the message of the law disqualifies me, one of your words is greater than the law. Speak one word, it will be done. The word of no condemnation that supersedes your disqualification is the word of God. You know, let me end off with this. Jesus also had great faith. After he was baptized, the Holy Spirit came on him. He went into the desert. In the desert, 40 days, no food, no water. After 40 days, he became hungry. His clothes was dirty. He was lonely. He had no friends. He had no big ministry. There was no ministry. Nothing. Then Satan came to him. Said, you know, if you're the Son of God, take this stone, make it bread. What was he actually saying to Jesus? He was saying, you have the Holy Spirit, do a miracle, and if you do the miracle, then you can say, truly I'm a man of God. Jesus said, I am not the Son of God because I can do miracles. He says, I can remember, I use my own words. I will live by that word that my father spoke when I came up from the baptismal water, saying, you are my son. So he said, I'm not the Son of God because I can do wonderful things and because I see all the blessings. I'm the Son of God because God said so. What was Satan actually saying to Jesus? Take this stone. What does the stone speak of? The law was written on stones. And make it your food. Live from the law and you'll know you're a child of God. Jesus said, I will not find my sonship in the law. I find my sonship in what God says. Amen. Amen. God bless you.